This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
His wife, and how's everybody doing on this Tuesday morning? 888, what a day. What a day it was. You just heard us yelling about Daniel Jones and the quarterback situation. It's crazy what's going on. This one's waiting for that one, waiting for this shoe to drop, waiting for this. Like, it's annoying. As we're still waiting to see what the Giants can do, as they are hot and heavy after the pursuit of Aaron Rodgers and waiting to see what Rodgers wants to do. Clearly, Minnesota is a desirable landing spot for him, considering the wide receiver weapons they have there, the offense there, the offensive head coach they have there. Even though they have a J.J. McCarthy waiting in the wings, I would imagine Aaron Rodgers believes if he goes there, he'll be so good there that they'll never even think about replacing him with J.J. McCarthy. And if that falls through, there's always Pittsburgh. If they decide not to sign Russell Wilson, and obviously Pittsburgh just added Metcalf, and the ability to go there is probably more appealing than the New York Giants. So we wait for Daniel Jones. Again, we talked about this yesterday. If you think about my personal nightmare, Fleegs has pointed out three times now during the break. If you look at my personal nightmare and how much I don't want to say despise, but I'm sick of Tom Brady and want nothing to do with him ever again. If I never hear the name Tom Brady ever again, I'd be more than happy. I mean, what he did in assisting or allowing or being part of, however you want to put it, in the trade that sent Geno Smith to Vegas, allowed Sam Darnold to go sign with Seattle on the 3-year deal, which then opened up the spot in Minnesota, which has now drawn interest from Aaron Rodgers, which hinders my ability to sign him and keep and do what I want as a Giant fan, plus Russell Wilson, who I probably have taken more heat on in anything I've done or anything I've said in the history of my career, is when I went on the rant about how the Giants should trade at least one of their two top picks. Now, mind you, as bad as it was, Evan Neal was one of those two picks. Kayvon Thibodeau was the other of those two picks. But I wanted them traded, or at least one of them traded for Russell Wilson to take over as the Giant quarterback 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, before going to Denver. And I got killed for that opinion, as he went to Denver and was awful, especially his first year under you-know-who. And now he's holding up the decision on whether or not him and the Pittsburgh Steelers can come to an agreement before Aaron Rodgers goes there. The quarterback carousel right now is unbelievable. It is crazy what has happened in the last 2 days since Geno Smith was traded from Seattle to Oakland. To Vegas. Crazy. And now the Giants are waiting for Daniel Jones to decide whether he would like to go to Minnesota and be a placeholder for J.J. McCarthy, or if he wants to go to the Colts and put a little bit of a fear into Richardson there, the starter in Indianapolis.
Like, at least Zach Wilson came off the board yesterday, so you don't have to worry about the Giants signing him and Brian Daboll trying to save him.
At least he's with Miami. I saw J.J. was thrilled about that.
I was texting with him at the moment when that news broke.
Yeah.
I felt bad because between that and the Cole stuff, he was beside himself.
Right. I'm surprised Denver didn't want to keep him. They chose stick with Stedham. What does that tell you?
But, Chris, we're hearing everybody in Denver is talking about how great he was.
Yeah, I know. Now he's in Miami. And
so
listen,
like you said, they chose Jarrett Stidham over him.
Yep. And every single quarterback who's on the roster has a chance to play in Miami. Let's be honest. There's a chance he sees the field.
How much do you think Tyreek Hill is going to like having Zach Wilson throw him the ball?
Is he still a Dolphin? I thought he wanted out. But
he's going to want out again.
No, I know. He's going to want out again. But, yeah, I mean, just the quarterback situation right now, waiting for Daniel Jones. And I'll tell you this. If they don't get right now the New York Giants, and we'll get to – I opened with the Jets. It's only a three-hour show, so much to do. Sometimes it's not worth the reset at 4 o'clock. We got so much to do. I haven't really talked about the Giants and their situation at the quarterback position. So as they wait for Aaron Rodgers, which is clearly their favorite, and to me, the dream, all right, you know how I feel. Aaron Rodgers as the bridge quarterback wins some games this year, trade up to number one, hopefully, but get the quarterback they want in the draft, pair him with Aaron Rodgers, win some games with Rodgers, a motivated, pissed-off Aaron Rodgers, as well as develop the young kid. Next year, you move on to the quarterback. Perfect scenario for the New York Giants. And I'm still in the mode of that. I want that route. Even if it's not Aaron Rodgers, I am not on board with the other garbage options that are out there at the starting quarterback position to make a move and then draft Hunter or Carter. There's not a quarterback out there I feel good about doing that with. Not one. Not one. Not even Justin Fields, who obviously signed with the Jets. I wouldn't have even picked him. Maybe Sam Darnold, if they would have signed Sam Darnold, and clearly if they would have traded for Matthew Stafford. But outside of that, I don't like any of these options to be the guy. I want the quarterback, and I want the bridge quarterback. So they're waiting for Rodgers. That's who they want. If not, it sounds like the fallback will be Russell Wilson. And I will tell you this. I personally would rather, for the bridge quarterback position, for how I envision using this veteran quarterback that they bring in, I would rather go to Jameis Winston than Russell Wilson. I would. If I'm desperate to win football games, I'm not sure. Maybe I go Wilson. He won games with Pittsburgh. He faded down the stretch of the season last year. But Jameis Winston just throws so many interceptions that it's hard to fathom. Actually, I can possibly fool myself into having a somewhat winning season with Russell Wilson. I don't know if I can do it with Jameis Winston. Although, let's be fair, the one thing that Brian Daboll really did with Daniel Jones was limit that he turned a turnover machine into the least turned over quarterback in the league the year they went to the playoffs. Maybe he can do that with Jameis Winston and finally deliver him from pick sixes. But the reason I would prefer him is two reasons in particular. One, I'm looking mainly in that position to help develop the young kid. That's my number one prospect. I'd like to win some games, but I want to develop the quarterback. And Russell Wilson is just a different guy, right? Some wide receivers in Denver, when it really got hot, came out to his defense. But ultimately, his teammates in Seattle did not like him. It ended badly there. He's a different kind of cat, this Mr. Unlimited. He's just different. I don't know if he's suited to come in and be a mentor. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being unfair. But I don't see it. Jameis Winston, as much as he says some stuff that can get a little preachy, can get a little out there, you know, to deliver me from pick sixes and some of his pregame, you know, speeches and stuff can get out there. Every teammate loves him. He's respected throughout the league. I think he's been around a bunch of different places. He's learned a lot over the years. You know, he's been the high draft pick to the bottom of the league, you know, to having to ask, you know, Saquon Barkley where he thinks he should sign next. He's been with a bunch of different teams. And I just think he's the better fit to be a mentor, fit into this room better, be somebody who can help steer this young quarterback in the right direction better than Russell Wilson. And then two, he slings it. And I honestly believe that Malik Nabers, he's going to throw a ton of picks. That's what he does. But he also throws for a ton of yards. I think Malik Nabers, and now they brought back Darius Slayton on a 3-year deal. They still have Wandell Robinson, who I like a lot. They have a running attack. I think that offense under Jameis Winston, it'll be turnover prone because that's his nature. He'll cost them some games with his interceptions. But I think we will see a ton of yards and a ton of touchdowns. And I think Malik Nabers will have a monster year with him. And I think Malik Nabers will develop better under Jameis Winston, just trusting him to go make plays. Like, we are going to see great plays from Malik Nabers if you have Jameis Winston just saying, I don't know where else to go with it. I'll throw it to Malik Nabers. Like, I just think that I think it fits better with the team than Russell Wilson does. I think he fits inside the room better. I think he's better as a mentor. And I do think that despite having head-scratching moments where you can't believe he just cost them the game with a pick, I think that the offense has a better chance of putting up a lot of yards, putting up a lot of offense, and having Malik Nabers have a monster season. I think, and ultimately, considering I don't expect them to win that much anyway, I would love to just see points. And I know I'm not trying. My goal isn't necessarily to keep the head coach's job. That's not my goal. I do want it to happen because I think it's what's best for the young quarterback if they draft one. I know, but it's not my overlying goal. My goal of the season isn't to how do we save Brian Daboll's job necessarily. But even if they lose scoring a ton of points, but you know Jameis Winston is turnover prone, but they lose throwing for yards, they're actually having a passing attack, actually having wide receivers who score touchdowns, like actually moving the football, but they get, you know, bogged down with poor interceptions and poor, you know, red zone efficiency or defensive lapses or whatever the case may be, tough schedule, just not being good enough. You can live with it. But if this offense is going to be at least exciting, I do think that helps. If Daboll can turn to John Mara and say, look, I had Jameis Winston threw for 4,500 yards. Malik Nabers took leaps and bounds and had 12, 13 touchdowns this year. We put up a ton of points. I'm developing this young kid. I'm gonna make sure he isn't the turnover prone quarterback that Jameis Winston is. Like, I think that's, even if they don't win the number of games that would satisfy John Mara, just watching some competent offense might. And I don't know what Russell Wilson provides. I really don't. He'll be more careful with the ball. He won't turn over the ball as much. He'll be more of a game manager, and maybe that'll be better for wins and losses, maybe. But Jameis Winston's just going to sling it. I'd rather that. So if Aaron Rodgers picks to go to Pittsburgh, or Aaron Rodgers decides to go to Minnesota, or Aaron Rodgers decides to call it quits, that's not going to happen. I'm just coming up with scenarios where he's not a New York Giant. I think the next option should be Jameis Winston, not Russell Wilson. Go get Jameis Winston. I'd rather that. I'd much rather that. Now, draft the quarterback without question. That I'm doing. Draft the quarterback, bring in Jameis Winston. And if it gets ugly and he's throwing a ton of picks, again, with all these quarterbacks, that wouldn't matter necessarily, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Jameis Winston. If it's not working, go to the kid. But if Aaron Rodgers is the dream, if that dream doesn't become a reality, I don't want Russell Wilson. I'd rather have Jameis Winston. 888-808-1019. Obviously, Justin Fields is now the quarterback. Today at 3 o'clock, we did not spin the wheel of quarterbacks. It was sad. I was sad to see it go. We did it for about, I don't know, 3 weeks of spinning the wheel. I'm going to miss it. But we now know who the starting quarterback in the New York Jets is going to be this year. It's Justin Fields, and I have a real problem being as excited as I think most Jet fans are. Do I think that
this guy sucks?
Do I think that this guy sucks at throwing the football? I do. Do I think he sucks less than almost every other option available to the Jets once they moved on from Aaron Rodgers, who would have been the better option for me than Justin Fields? Yeah, I suppose. I suppose it's as good a decision as they could have made. It's as exciting a proposition as they could have had compared to some of the names in recent days we've spun the wheel and given you Carson Wentz or, like, you know, once, you know, you knew you weren't going to bring in Sam Darnold and give him big money, not with the Jets. You know, once Matthew Stafford signed his contract with the Rams, like, there really weren't a lot of options. That's why I came up with the wheel, because the wheel wasn't very talented. So, but I still don't understand the overall enthusiasm. And, you know, I mean, what are we selling here? Like, what the enthusiasm is based on? What, his ability to run? Because I'm sorry, anyone who calls him a dual threat quarterback, I don't agree with. He can run, but I don't think he can throw. And when I think of a dual threat quarterback, I think of a quarterback who can throw and then also run a little bit. Not someone who's specifically a running quarterback who's led the league in design run plays over the last 2 years. Like, that's not who I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone who could throw the football. And I don't believe Fields is that. I don't. I think it gives them the best option to win some games compared to the rest of the quarterbacks out there. And I do think winning games is important for this team. I think the roster's talented. And I think winning games and possibly getting into the playoffs is an enormous accomplishment for this team that needs to happen so that the, you know, Jared Allens of the world, when they're just trying to come up with a bad team to riff off of and have some fun, don't immediately come up with the Jets because they're losing personified. Like, that needs to change. I've been saying that forever. I thought Aaron Rodgers gave him the best chance for that. Justin Fields, with all the options still remaining, is the best chance at that. So I'm not killing it. And the contract's reasonable. I'm not killing it. What I'm saying is I don't see real reason for, like, jubilation, which is what I'm getting. Like, the real excitement, I'm sorry to rain on it. I hate to be that guy. Maybe it's that the Cole injury and I feel like raining on parades. Maybe. But I just don't think he's that guy. And my fear is, and, you know, I retweeted what Fliegelman tweeted out earlier in the day. Me and him have talked about this. This is what I said when we spun the wheel with him. The idea that I believe this roster is still talented. And I think the coach can come in and be a coach compared to what they had last year halfway through the year or five games into the year. I think he's going to button up the defense. I think he's going to hold players accountable. I think they're going to want to play for him. I think he's going to start to build that culture. All the things we hope from this coach, if he is that coach at all, and he's given this roster, and he has a somewhat competent quarterback who at least they can build an offense around his ability to run, they should win some games. They should win 7, 8, 9 games. I think that's reasonable with how good the defense can be. I know they lost Moses to the Patriots, but the offensive line has some returning starters, including Fashanu. I believe they found their left tackle. Like, they should win some games. But the problem is, I don't want to see, as we're talking about Daniel Jones and how he's impacting this quarterback situation, I don't want Darren Mooji standing up there in 3 years talking about the mistake they made making a long-term commitment to Justin Fields after an 8-win season when you thought you had your answer at quarterback, because he is not the answer at quarterback. I don't believe him to be. I don't think he is. I don't think he throws the ball well enough. I think the idea, oh, he's a lottery ticket. He can run and he's a lottery ticket. That's why we're all excited, because he's young, he can run, and hey, you never know. Lottery tickets are throwing your money away 99.9% of the time. And this is a reasonable contract. I just don't want him to sign another one. The reason why I liked Aaron Rodgers was you make the playoffs, you end this playoff drought, then you move on. And you go about building this the foundation of the team and finding your quarterback through the draft or finding the right guy. He's not the right guy. This is a bridge quarterback. It's fine. The contract's fine. He's fine. He's not very good. And I don't know if he's good enough to get to the playoffs, and I certainly don't think he's good enough to warrant the next contract and make him the future quarterback of the New York Jets. I think it's highly, highly unlikely the New York Jets just found their man. And it feels like there's a lot of optimism that that's going to be the case. I don't see it. But considering Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson and, you know, Gardner Minshew are the options, the Jets found themselves a guy who can at least run the ball, and we'll see if they can figure out a way to build an offense around it. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Richie in East Islip. What's up, Richie?
Hey, good show. I like it a lot.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
We actually have a friend in common, the bartender, Anena, over at Trade. I think she works over in Comac, but she's at the Drift. Anyway, she talks about you all the time. Anytime. Okay. This is what happens when the Jets hire a defensive coach. That's the first thing that happens. We end up getting quarterback like we're going to be stuck with for the next 2 years. And my, you know, I'm calling you really about what really disgusts me. And I think they're building the defense much better. Stevens is a great. I think he's a great signing. And I think that, you know, I don't know if you're watching the Twitter feed, but you're going to see sources on there all day long talking about how he needs to get paid, how Myles Garrett got this much money, how he didn't get his contract yet. And this is, you know, and I'm like, God, dude, you need to learn how to tackle. You need to learn how to stop covering the ball with your back towards the quarterback. You need to stop being a top three quarterback in pass interferences. You need to learn how to intercept the ball. He must have dropped at least 10, Chris, in my credit, like watching this guy.
He does not have a ton of interceptions. And look, last year he didn't have a great year. If you look at the numbers, he had a better year than people say. It wasn't up to his... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you really think he's an elite quarterback? Stevie Juna better? Is he better than him? Way better. He's way better than him. And they were high-fiving. And, oh, boy, we ended up getting sauce over the guy's stud over there in Houston. And this is what we got left here. He's, you know, look, at the end of the day, we know that I don't even know, you know, watching this team what the difference is going to be in the defense, but I do think that Glenn will be a better leader towards
yes.
it. But as a fan, like watching this, and you got Wilson, and you got Garrett Wilson now, he's going to be squawking. I don't care if he went to college with you. Are right. He doesn't know how to throw the ball down the field.
No.
You watch his game decisions on these breakaway plays. He doesn't even know when to run when it's supposed to.
Yeah. I hear you, Richie. I agree that he can't throw the football, or at least he's not good at it. And again, we're going to be talking about, and Fleegs and I were joking about this because I feel the same way that he does, and I know Al feels the same way. You know, taking screening phone calls in the morning show. Like, we're so offensive line obsessed. We've become offensive line obsessed because we haven't had very good offensive lines for both of our teams, specifically the Giants, even worse. And it's limited the idea that no quarterback could function, no player could function. The offensive line. And I'm telling you right now, watch Justin Fields play. And I know they design runs, and I know the idea is, well, he's a fast, fleet-footed quarterback, he's going to be able to avoid the pressure that's going to come with a poor offensive line. And that's fine and all. And I know we're going to get calls after he takes sacks, holding the ball for 5 seconds at a time. Watch him play. He holds the ball forever. He's going to take bad sacks, and we're going to get calls, and I'm going to have to argue with people, and they're going to be like, and you wanted Aaron Rodgers. He'd be running for his life. Well, maybe he would get rid of the ball quicker than 5 seconds. Like, again, this is a limited quarterback. There is a reason. Now, I know Chicago got the number one pick when they traded with the Panthers, and one of, you know, a great quarterback prospect was there, one of the better ones we've had in a couple of years. So they took that. I'm not going to kill him from Chicago moving on from him, but he really wasn't successful there. And Pittsburgh last year, Mike Tomlin, one of the best head coaches in the game, had him for the first 6 games of the year while Russell Wilson was injured. They went 4-2, and he went away from him. And he brought back Russell Wilson the second he could. And then while Russell Wilson was terrible down the stretch of the year and completely falling apart, he never even considered going back to Justin Fields. Like, that tells me a lot. And now he doesn't want to keep him. And I guess they're considering, now I guess for the money and there's reasons, but they're considering keeping Wilson and they've allowed him to go to the Jets. Like, I'm just saying, one of the best head coaches in the NFL rather play the washed-up, fading Russell Wilson than go back to this lottery ticket, 26-year-old, dual threat. I find that damning for Justin Fields. I don't expect this lottery ticket to hit. Let's go to Jim in Eatontown. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Good. I just wanted to talk about what you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Obviously, I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers is the perfect situation, perfect bridge quarterback. You get the high level play, and you get the mentor. But I'm growing pessimistic with that. So you look at the other two options. I don't think you get a mentor in Winston or Russell Wilson. So if that's the case, give me something to be excited about. Let me watch Winston go out there and sling the ball around. This right. offense has been absolutely abysmal. And if we're not going to win now and you're not going to get the mentor, at least get some entertaining football going on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, I'm not saying he's, you know, a great mentor necessarily. I don't know. But I know his teammates, it can wear thin for an extended period of time if he's giving you the same stuff. But I do think the players like him better than Russell Wilson. And I do think he's been around. He can give you the advantage point of being the top pick. You know, Russell Wilson wasn't a top pick. He came in right away and earned the job and has been a starter and has been a Super Bowl champion and on his way to a Hall of Fame career before before moving to Denver and Pittsburgh last year. But, you know, Jameis Winston has the idea of understanding what the pressures of being a top pick in the NFL draft, understands going through struggles with it. I mean, I would just think the mentor thing, you might be right. Maybe it's a wash or maybe it's not significant of an upgrade no matter who I pick between those two. But I just think if I had to choose which one I'd rather have be the mentor, I think it's Jameis Winston. And then certainly I agree with you on the other part of it. I don't know what Russell Wilson still has in his game. I know Jameis Winston can throw the football. I know it. He will come in and he will sling it. He'll throw a million picks. And I'm not expecting him to win many games. And he'll blow games. We know that. But he's going to come in and sling it. There is no doubt. We are going to see Malik Nabers get down the field. We are going to see Slayton, who's got speed, get down the field. We are going to see them throw the football. We are going to see more touchdown passes than we have seen in forever with Jameis Winston. At least give me that. I don't disagree.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 3-2, and Clemens deals. Struck him out swinging. Number 4,000. Roger Clemens becomes the third pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball to record 4,000 strikeouts.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:35. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. You know, I can't, but as we talk about the quarterback situations for both these teams, and specifically the New York Giants, as I'm sitting here debating whether they should get Jameis Winston or, you know, Russell Wilson, or obviously even Aaron Rodgers, who I'm sure many people feel like that's a dumb option. Like, I just, as we sit here and we don't know what's going to happen at the top of the draft, and the Giants sitting in this third spot where there is no guaranteed path. Like, there is no way to guarantee that they get this quarterback, right? Cleveland might draft a quarterback now. Who knows that Russell Wilson's been connected to Tennessee. Tennessee's been open to do whatever with that first overall pick. Who knows how they feel about Cam Ward now that they've had a chance to talk to him, be in the same room with him. They'll watch him throw on his pro day. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And that leads to the question. I know a caller had it today with Tiki and Evan about winning that game against the Colts and tanking. And Tiki really went on a big-time rant about anti-tanking. And listen to it right here.
Loss. You don't try to lose, dude. I mean, I wish you'd called earlier.
I'm not going to try
Charles,
to lose.
I wish you had called earlier, but that's the most ridiculous phone call I've ever heard in my life. No player or coach is ever going to try to lose a football game.
I don't get
and
that.
And if someone calls the station again and says they should lose a game, I'm hanging up on you and banning you from the station. No. It is the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever freaking heard. So stop saying lose games, so you can draft higher. The draft is not a guarantee. Rookies suck too, by the way. So forget thinking you're going to change your franchise by losing games. It doesn't work that way, because you end up firing people. Everybody has a negative connotation about the organization. Free agents don't come, and it all starts because you want to lose one game. But you want to lose one game, then you want to lose four games, and you want to lose 10 games, and you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
That's well
so
said.
So stop calling and saying lose games. I hate it. You guys drive me freaking insane.
He's passionate about this, and I understand why a former player is. And I do agree with the first statement out of his mouth that no coach or player tries to lose a game. And I think we need to understand that when people say tanking, like, no one expects the coach to call a bad play or a play he doesn't think will be successful on purpose. We don't expect the player to drop a football. We don't expect them to throw an interception on purpose. No one is saying that the players should go out there and lose. But I got to be totally honest with you. I disagree with the other part about the draft being a crapshoot. Sure, it's a crapshoot. Absolutely. It's a crapshoot. The Giants now have to trade draft equity in further crapshoots to move up and take the quarterback that they'd be able to take without trading if they lost the game against the Colts. It sets you up. And again, the idea that no franchise has been turned around by losing, I can count them. I can look inside the division over to Washington and how losing games got them Jaden Daniels and transformed the organization. Like, that the only, like, it's a crapshoot. What does it get you? Losing, or, you know, again, no one is saying I want them to lose from the beginning, but let's specifically, the caller was talking about that Colts game. Are the Giants not losers because they won that Colts game? Or are they losers? They're still losers. I don't know what the third win of the season gets you, other than moving down in that crapshoot that you have to be involved in anyway. I'd rather take my best odds in the crapshoot then win a third game. Like, there is a level of where it starts to make sense. Right? Right now, there are crazy Yankee fans who think the Yankees should just tank the season because there's no chance of winning the World Series, and it's the same crap since 09. Those people are crazy. Right now at the New York Giants, I think they have a good enough offense where if they get a quarterback who can function, I think they have a chance to score some points and win some games. I'm rooting for them to win every game they could possibly win. But once it gets to a point, and the second to last game of the year with two wins is that point, I don't understand why we're so afraid to just admit, I want what's best for the franchise. And what's best for the franchise is losing that game. And I'm sorry, yes, I don't want Malik Nabers dropping the ball on purpose, but he doesn't have to play the second half. He doesn't. He doesn't even have to play in that game. He's had he had a concussion injury earlier in the year. Sit him down for the game. The Giants, I don't think anyone can argue. You can argue tanking, this, that, and the other. Would the Giants be in a better position right now if they had the first pick in the draft? Would we all feel better, or do we feel better that they won that third game of the year? Like, do we remember that game? Was it exciting? Was it great? Do we have a lot of fun? Because right now, I'd rather know I have my options of quarterbacks. I'd like to have my pick of the quarterback position. I get what he's saying. I do. And there's where he goes 4-8. Yeah, there's a line in the sand. I agree. No one's calling for tanking until the season's over. And, you know, the idea that nobody will come here, we'll see. They're a better. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is considering picking the Steelers over the Giants because the Giants are losers. It's because the roster isn't very good right now. And that's why they're losers. I can make an argument that I'm less of a loser if I'm trying to lose. They're trying to win and losing. Those are the real losers. But without a quarterback, Slayton was looking to go elsewhere. He returned. They obviously get Paulson Adebo, who was one of the better cornerbacks on the market, coming back from a leg injury, but one of the better cornerbacks out there. He signed a contract. Like, the idea that no one would come here, or that, you know, they're better off winning that final game. Like, and it's not just I understand Tiki's point. I just don't understand why we're so afraid to admit what's better for the franchise. And I don't know how you can make a case winning that game against the Colts was better for that team. They would be in a better place right now if they lost that game. They'd be in a better place. Everything's a crapshoot, of course. But I'd rather have the better odds in the crapshoot than win a meaningless last game, home game of the year. Like, there's lines of it. This isn't a clear cut, hey, the Giants aren't good enough this year, I hope they lose every game. No one would say that to start the year. If they did, they're idiots. But if you're in November and you're 1-7, like, you're going to feel less of a loser if you win four games that year as opposed to two? Free agents are going to go, hey, look, I wasn't even going to consider the Giants, but then they won that game against the Colts. I can see that they're building a winning culture there. They didn't allow themselves to lose that last home game. I feel much better about where the franchise is. I can just tell you now, as we sit and wait for who the quarterback is, and whether or not Rodgers wants to come, whether or not Russell Wilson's the guy, whatever the case may be, knowing that both of those options only work if you have the young quarterback with them. Right now, the Giants aren't in a position to do it, and if they lost the Colts game, they would have been. That's pretty plain. That's pretty just straightforward. That's a fact. And part of the reason I'm excited to draft the young quarterback is I don't have to root for losses anymore. Once you have the quarterback, then I feel like the tanking is less of a thing. Particularly, you're tanking particularly for quarterbacks because those are the game changers. Those are the franchise changers. Those are the players who transform a Washington Commanders team who is sitting right there with the Giants as one of the worst teams in football. In fact, got their ass kicked most of the time by the Giants over the last handful of years, and suddenly, within 1 year, have thrusted themselves into the NFC Championship game. They traded for Tunsil earlier in the day. They're fixing their offensive line. They've added more weapons in the wide receiver game. Like, they are now suddenly one of the two or three best teams in the NFC, and they didn't do it by winning out meaningless games at the end of the year. They did it by finding their franchise quarterback. And until you have one, I will move heaven and earth. I will lose. I will beg, steal, and borrow to get that quarterback. Because that's the name of the game. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the great Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Chris, promise me you'll do this on your run home today. Ready?
No.
Daniel Jones. 10 times. That's really hard to do. I've been practicing it.
I'm sure. Every night you practice it.
You just contradicted yourself.
I'm sure I did.
Tanking isn't necessarily losing.
I didn't say tanking isn't necessarily losing.
Trying to lose. Tanking isn't necessarily trying to lose.
On the field, coaching and players do not. They don't coach to lose. They don't play to lose.
Well, it's all semantics. Then the next line out of your mouth is, in the Colt game, neighbors shouldn't play the second half.
Yeah.
If you do that, you're trying to lose. He's like half of your production. Yeah. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you can. You can take out players who don't need to play under the guise of keeping them healthy. I still don't expect the coach to call up bad plays that he suspects won't be successful.
If you're trying to win a game, you ask any caller, you're trying to win a football game, Malik Nabers is on the field, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not trying to win the football. I'm not out to win the football game. I'm out to keep when they're in the middle of it, I don't expect them to sabotage themselves. But if the organization makes a decision that a player who's dealt with concussions doesn't need to play a meaningless game in the second half, if they go into it with that plan, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's not the same thing as a play caller calling plays he doesn't expect to win, or players dropping plays or letting guys pass them on purpose. You can come up with
Chris,
a plan for the team, knowing that it's more important to keep guys healthy than winning football games.
And plus the Colts, you know what? Talk about the Colts.
They were terrible.
What were they, 7-7?
Yeah, they were.
It was the worst game we talked about.
That's why I said I agreed.
They just played the worst game. Okay.
I agreed with the sentiment. Wait, hold on. I agreed with the sentiment at the start of that call. I don't know how you guarantee the Giants lose the football game. As much as I was frustrated, it was more about the situation than necessarily the Giants didn't do enough to lose the football game. I do wish they had lost it, though. But I
could go on all day with points against you. Your tanking point is the same. It's one argument. Give me 10 in a row, and I'll be like, you know what? You're right. Right, it's one argument, though.
But
it's so lame. And then the other thing is,
it's what's best for the franchise. That's the winning argument.
Third overall pick. They did get the third all. It's not like they did terrible. Like, all that. Like, they got the third all. You know how hard it is to win
quarterback
four or five
draft.
Games?
If they want the quarterback, what do they have to do?
They still might get one
if
of them in argument.
If they want the quarterback that they want, what do they have to do? The minute
they
Matthew
still
Stafford.
Might get that,
I'm not. I'm asking you what they have to do. What do they have to do to guarantee themselves the quarterback?
You have to lose, Chris.
What do they today? Forget losing. Forget tanking.
Trade up.
There you go. What are they going to have to trade?
Before you hang up, I let you talk. Hold on.
Oh, you let me talk? Thank you very much for letting me talk.
You say I cut you off. I have so many points to get to.
Right.
This is the biggest point. There's two different Giants fans, right? Positive, negative, and then there's you. And I laugh because you talk about the Yankees. That's how you love the Yankees like I love the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
I love them both.
Yes, it is. No, you don't. I know how you talk. I know you love the Yankees. And you won't say about tanking. It's the dumbest thing ever.
It's the dumbest thing ever trying to compare the two franchises. It's the dumbest thing ever. The Yankees haven't had a losing series in a season in 30-plus years. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. The Giants have had 5 of the last 6 seasons end in October. If you can't see the difference in why I'm pessimistic about one and optimistic about the other, then you're a fool. Much more of a fool than I already believe you to be. I talk about them in a fair manner. people hate the Yankees because they have the World Series or bust, so it's been nothing but failures over the last 15 years. I have a different feeling on that in variations. But the Yankees still have a very good team. I'm not... If the Yankees are... I'll put it this way. What's the equivalent of being 1-6 after 7 games, like we've seen the Giants do 3 out of the last 4 years? If the Yankees are 20 games under 500 and 17 games back of first place come the trade deadline, I promise you, I will sit here and tell you to trade everybody. I will say trade Bellinger. I will say trade Goldschmidt. I will say trade whoever you can who's not attached to this team. Whoever's not part of the future, whoever's not signed long term, I will want everyone traded. That's where the Giants have been. That's why I'm talking about tanking. That's why I'm pessimistic, because they are a laughingstock. The New York Yankees don't meet the extreme expectations of their fan base. That is not the same thing. If you can't understand why I am optimistic about one franchise, who my entire life of watching them, I started watching the New York Yankees, or at least really remember following the entire season, in 1993. In my entire life, I'm a grown man, I have 2 children, I have a mortgage, I have 2 cars that had to have 4 tires replaced on both of them. I am a grown-ass man, and I have never in my life seen a losing season from the New York Yankees. In my life! I have seen more losing from the New York Giants in the last 2 years than I have seen in my lifetime with the New York Yankees. But I'm not the same kind of fan because I don't talk about them the same. I don't talk about them the same because they're not the same. They're not the same. And I know that's going to be viewed as Yankee shill talk because it's World Series or bust. Those are just the plain facts. One team I give the benefit of the doubt to. The other one hasn't earned it. That's why I speak the way I speak about the 2 teams. And I thought it was obvious, but apparently I had to yell about it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
In back of short, Jeter on the run, makes a one-handed running catch, and dives into the photographer's area. Oh, what a play by Jeter! You can't believe it!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we do call it rapid fire, and sometimes I really don't hold firm to that. Today we have to. Only a few minutes we're going to get through all these calls as quickly as we can. Want to thank you for making them. I don't want to ignore you. So let's go through the calls as quickly as we can the last few minutes before the top of the hour. Eddie in Dallas, Texas. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you, man?
Well, I just wanted to backtrack to echo a narrative you had from much earlier. So
real quick.
A lot of baseball, so I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
But it was really all about, you were talking about athletes and injuries, and obviously, clearly, hockey players are incredibly, incredibly tough, and they play through unbelievable injuries.
I wouldn't say
players
otherwise,
as well. And every athlete does. Baseball plays, basketball plays. But the fact is, it's true. Baseball is so unusual in the way that you just simply can't play.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think it is a finesse game, sort of. It's more of a game than a sport. It takes skill to hit a baseball. And again, you can play certain positions. If you break your thumb, now Rodgers played through it, but if you break a finger or a hand or something with your throwing hand and you're the quarterback, tough to play. But if you're a linebacker, we've seen linebackers in casts. We've seen offense, like, you break your wrist, you could still play football theoretically. If it's postseason, you put it in a cast, you go out there. Like, you can't play with a broken hand. You can't play with broken fingers if you can't grip the bat. Like, again, I referenced McDonough played hockey during the playoffs with a broken foot. He just taped it up, put it in a skate, and was able to do it. It must have been extremely painful, and I applaud him for trying. But I don't know if you could do that as a basketball player or a baseball player. Like, but baseball in particular, little things, it's tough to play through. Mitchell and Fort Lee, what's up, Mitch, real quick?
Hey, okay, Big Mac, I was going to talk about the Yankees, but forget that. I'll go to the Giants. If the Giants, I agree with you. The Giants now, whatever they do this year, they should not go for a big quarterback. that they can't trade for the first two picks, because otherwise, if you do that, you're not guaranteed next year's pick.
No, I know, and it's not even just about next year's pick, and I know I'm short with you, it's rapid fire, but like I don't... It's just about the idea that they need their franchise quarterback. And again, I don't know, the options aren't there to get a winning future quarterback right now. So draft the quarterback. If not, look to draft one next year. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Yeah, don't engage with Brett and his bile and you'll have more time. Nobody tanks. Nobody tanks. You play to win, that's all.
Well, I hear you. On the field, they play to win. So that's why tanking is a weird thing. I just, at some point, it's not beneficial to win anymore. And we've seen it before, right? Philadelphia, famously, the last game of the year against Washington, when the Giants needed them to win to capture the division, they pulled their quarterback. Like, we've seen decisions being made like that before. And I'm telling you, like, I get the point, I do. And especially, I respect the hell out of Tiki. He's a former player, I get it. But as a fan, I can just tell you, I wish they would have lost that day. They'd have the number one pick, and we wouldn't have to figure out how they get up there. And we wouldn't have to figure out whether or not they can get their franchise quarterback. It'd be right there. It'd be right there for them. You can't tell me that third win was better for the franchise. Guys, I'll catch you tomorrow at 2 a.m. Thank you for the calls. Thank you, Fliegerman. Warm-up show's next. Bye-bye.
101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journal Journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.